All right, welcome everybody. Welcome to your Daily Dose of Awesome, your live 50 minutes of daily motivation, inspiration, and education. You can get your day started right. Today, I am excited. I have my good friend and mentor, Lisa Grossman. She's a seven-figure earner in the network marketing space many times over, a legend in the industry, consultant, too many titles to name. I believe she's one of the one, if not the only special person in the industry that pretty much everyone that is a who's who knows and gets help from every time they run into a challenge or simply need advice on how to effectively grow given their circumstances. So, Lisa, thank you so much for being here. I really, really appreciate it. And you know I love you.
Love you too. I can't see you.
Yeah, you won't be able to, you can actually, if you want to, on your phone, you can go to our Elite Marketing Pros fan page and can watch the full production. You won't be able to see me.
Oh, all right. I'm waiting to view your screen, so I thought I would be viewing your screen.
No, don't.
See, we're 5 seconds in, and I've already demonstrated my technopedia.
No, don't worry about it. If you wanted to pull up on your phone, I'm going to do just a quick introduction for everybody. So for those of you who don't know who I am, my name is Fernie Savaz. I'm a lead generation online marketing expert specializing in helping home business owners, that's network marketers, affiliate marketers, direct sellers, multiply their incomes using the internet. I'm going to pretty much skip the rest of our normal intro here. I highly recommend you like, comment, and share as part of this live. Definitely participate, but I want you to share this live far and wide because today's topic is on developing duplicatable systems in an online world. And I was actually having a discussion, a talk with Lisa last night on what exactly some of these duplicatable systems look like, what they used to look like and look like now. And so I wanted to dive right into this. And Lisa, you know, you and I were talking about last night about, online systems that are now being used to create duplication in organizations. And we're going to dive into that in a bit. But what's interesting is that, you know, nothing you described is really exclusive to online and offline. I remember going through Tim Sales' training, stuff that he developed in the 90s before the internet even was a factor. And he had created, you know, a process for training his team and created duplicatable systems and even managed to duplicate something as daunting as cold calling, because he had the processes in place and a method of training people that pretty much got them over whatever fears or issues they had with, you know, cold calling and prospecting, and got them into results and growth pretty quickly. And so, my question for you is given your vast experience in the industry, both online and offline, what does a strong duplicatable system look like, and what happens if leaders don't have something in place like that?
Well, I think that what's really fascinating to me, and I've been watching this a lot lately as I work with various teams, is, you know, the saying, Freddie, the more things change, the more they stay the same. I think that process is a function of duplication of anything. So I think that very often people get into separations, but they're the wrong ones. Like you said, offline, online. It's really what works and what doesn't, and what are you trying to accomplish? Because the main thing about technology or systems is the ability to accelerate results by creating something that everybody can do. Because if everybody's off doing their own thing, they may all work, but how do you teach it to how do you take it from one community to another? Or how do you teach it from one group to another? Even when we go to school, that's why you have textbooks. There might be 75 ways to do division, but how does somebody, a teacher, get up and handle, you know, 30 students each doing it a different way? So they teach one unified way to do it, because then those people can go out and teach it to somebody else. And then everybody around is learning it the same way, so somebody else can come in and pick up the teaching because there's a unified methodology that everyone's using. So I have always been a fan of developing process. The saying, like, marry the process, divorce the result. And all these people got into this, well, online is better. You won't have to do this. You won't have to do this. You won't have to do this. None of that's really true. The bottom line is when a message works, when you have a process down, You want to always be able to improve the process to improve your results. And does that make sense?
Yeah, totally.
So often people look at the results, they're not happy with the results, and they get all focused on the results. And you're looking at the wrong place, because the way to improve the results is to go back to the process. And when I was starting in network marketing, I was sitting in a room, and this, I always go back to this, and you'll love this, Bernie, because you're an engineer. And a mentor to me and a mentor to so many people in the industry is a gentleman by the name of Jeff Roberti. And a lot of people were asking a lot of questions. I won't say they were stupid questions, but they're the type of questions that one should never ask an expert before they get started. If you're sitting at the foot of an expert who's giving you their time, telling you this is the way to do it, they probably know that it's the way to do it. And everybody who had never done any of it all had, you know, their own idea of something they've never done, pretty much going in contention with somebody who was earning millions of dollars, not only doing it himself, but by definition, duplicating that process with others. And he said, you know, let me explain something to you. He said, I could take a monkey and train the monkey with the reward of a banana to go ring on doorbells. You know, ring this doorbell, go ring another doorbell, go ring another doorbell, go ring another doorbell down a block, because he knows at the end of the block he's going to get a reward. That's all I've trained the monkey to do is ring doorbells. Now I'm going to put a box around the monkey's neck, you know, kind of like those things they carry to give out popcorn at the baseball game. And in the box, I'm going to put, I date myself here, videotapes. And I'm also going to put a sign that says, when the monkey rings the doorbell and someone answers, it says, hi, please take one of my videotapes and watch it. If you like what you see and you'd like to talk more about what you've seen, call my owner and put my phone number. He said, and the monkey will get me more people to talk to and ultimately more results than some of these ideas you're telling me, gang, because they're not duplicable. He said, here's the thing. After you do something long enough, you'll know your numbers. People aren't numbers, but it is a numbers game. He said, if my monkey is well-trained at ringing doorbells and I'm not hitting the numbers I think I should, what I know at the end is I need a better videotape. I don't need a better monkey. The monkey's ringing doorbells just fine, because that's the process. And once you have a process down that is working, you can always improve what's happening in the process. And that's the key to duplication. So when you look at online systems, when you get a process, if you can get doorbells rung faster, then you have more people looking at the video. And if more people are looking at the video, it doesn't get more people to say yes percentage-wise, because the numbers are the numbers. It just gets more people through the process more efficiently, more effectively, faster, which can, as the popular saying right now, 10 times your results. So you're always looking to get the perfect process, because if you marry the process and divorce the results, then all you have to do to increase the results is increase the number of people that you're putting into the process to increase the number of people coming out of the process, which increases the number of people coming out of the process doing what you want. Did any of that make any sense?
Yeah, absolutely. When you say marry the process, what exactly do you mean by that? Like, in layman's terms, what is marry the process?
Okay, all right. Let me take this down to one of my favorite things. I want to go to cooking. And by the way, I don't care if anybody cooks, but the best book I ever read on deconstruction was The 4-Hour Chef by Tim Ferriss. And it's why he uses cooking as an example. It's really not about cooking. But let me tell you anyway the perfect process. Fernie, if you called me, and this actually happened to me, and you asked me for my chicken soup recipe, because I make really good chicken soup. It was my grandmother taught my mother taught me, everybody put their own tweaks on it. I got a call and somebody asked me to make for my chicken soup recipe. I didn't have one, because I've been making it for so long, I made it just by rote. And she said, well, that's okay, write it down. And I really couldn't write it down. So I really didn't have something that was duplicable that I could teach. So I said, let me go ahead and make it for you, because I'll figure it out while I make it. And as I was making it, I realized that I had to stop myself and go very, very, very slow, because there's so many things you do by second nature when you know how to do something. I'm sure you've got many things you do the same way. So when I thought I had it perfect, I sent it to her, and then I got a phone call, and she's like, well, at least that says one onion, what size onion? And I'm like, whoa, okay, about 2 cups. And what size this and what size that. And I still didn't have it right. So then I went and I looked at a cookbook. And there's the example. If you want to learn how to make something, today you're probably going to go on the internet. You go and you get a recipe. And what is a recipe? A recipe is something that somebody with expertise put together to create a predictable result so that somebody can do it with when they're not there and know what the outcome is going to be. But look, but when you go look at a recipe, open it up. It'll say preheat the oven at 400 degrees. First thing, 375. See, now you may know how to cook, Fernie. I know how to cook. So I would know to preheat the oven if it said bake at 400 degrees. But what if it just said bake at 400 degrees? Somebody who doesn't know how to cook, if it says bake at 400 degrees and then it says, you know, bake it for 30 minutes, if somebody turns on that oven, puts something in the oven and leaves them for 30 minutes, it's not going to be done. Now, they followed the instructions, but it wasn't perfect instructions because it assumed things that people might not know. So you go back and you tweak the process to preheat the oven at 400 degrees. Use a 9x13 pan. Why? Because if you're making brownies and you use a smaller pan and it's thicker, you're going to have to bake it longer. Now, a cook may know that, but somebody who doesn't know how to cook doesn't. So you follow the instructions exactly as written, because over time, you may be able to make substitutions when you have more knowledge. But when you start, you don't. And if you want the outcome that the expert is describing to you, you have to follow the process exactly as written, because even if you figure out a way to do it differently, the objective is that somebody can do it and get the same outcome when you're not there to teach them. Hold on one second, I have to sneeze. And this is so important in network marketing, but just not in network marketing. You know, McDonald's, they all run the same way all over the world, which makes it a great company. Why? Because they have the processes down to a science so that somebody can follow the instructions and get the same result in Beijing that somebody is getting in Detroit. But that took a lot of tweaking. So when the results aren't correct, if you assume that everybody's following the instructions perfectly, then you know that you just have to go back and improve the process. But if everybody's doing a different thing, where do you put the improvements? And this is why for duplication, you have to be following a uniform process to get the greatest results, the greatest amount of time.
Got it. And so, I mean, going back to network marketing.
Yeah, I'm starting to sound like an engineer myself. That's scary.
No, that's great. That's great. No, and everyone's loving the example of the recipe, because that's what everyone gets it. Everyone's seen a recipe and what it looks like. So going back to network marketing, to make these systems work, I mean, what has to be included in those kind of outline processes for distributorship and an organization to grow? What needs to be in those processes?
Okay. Well, first off, I believe, and write this down, you'll hear me say it 1,000 times if you're ever in a room with me and I'm teaching or working or building myself. It's not what you can do, it's what you can duplicate. And since we never know what stage somebody's at, you always want to start with the lowest common denominator, build to the minimum. Start at the beginning. You know, I was telling Fernie, I watched him do his workshops, and which go usually, I'm sure they do them all over now, but the one that I saw was actually right before a No Excuses event. And I walked in, and it was very, very basic. It started at the beginning. And I loved it because I'm not technical, and I won't lie and tell anybody that I've got a passion for technical things. But I understand the necessity sometimes of knowing how to do things yourself, even if you're never actually going to be doing it yourself. And I want you to hear this because this applies to network marketing. Even if I'm never going to plan on washing my windows because I'll hire somebody to do that, it's important to me that I know how to wash a window if I have to. A, because I might have to and I don't want to be helpless, but B, if I hire somebody to wash my windows, I want to make sure they're doing a good job. You know, some knowledge always protects you. So all systems, if they start with make a list or, you know, write an email or whatever it is, and somebody just looks at it and says, well, I know how to do that. I don't have to do that. You're not doing it for you, because in a duplication process, somewhere along the line, when it gets to Aunt Betty in Kansas, who's never done anything, it starts at the beginning for her. Because in order for something to work, you have to give people something they can do. Now, that doesn't mean everybody's going to do it, but it has to be something they can do. And so often, if you want to start at your level of knowledge or that which comes easy to you, maybe even somebody that you talk to who's from your same block and went to school with you and has similar education, maybe they can do it too. But sooner or later, as it goes down in depth, which is where the bulk of exponential growth will come if you've got a duplication machine, you're going to get to people that it, now it's something they can't do, not on day one. And if your system begins or assumes a knowledge that isn't there or a confidence level that isn't there or an ability to do something that isn't there on day one, they're not going to have much of a day two. And by a day 30, they're going to be gone, and they're going to be gone in such a way that they feel misled, unhappy, and are going to lead you to nobody instead of leading you to their most valuable asset, which is the people that they know. Because we all want to go out and work with people that we don't know and work with a very large expanded network. That is the end game. And some people are prepared to do that on day one because they bring an experience to the new project that they don't realize it really isn't day one. It's just day one here. So they're capable because of their skill set, because of what they've done in the past, because of who they know, of talking very comfortably to people they're not that acquainted with or people that are finding the people that they're looking for right off the bat because they're bulletproof, they're rejection proof, they're comfortable. But a lot of people aren't. And it's important to remember that when a system starts at the beginning, it doesn't matter how fast you go through kindergarten. You go through it so that when you get with somebody who goes through a little bit slower, you know the material and you can look them in the eye and you can say, I did it. This is how you do it. And here's one other thing. You don't really know how to do something, back to my chicken soup thing, when you know how to do it. You know how to do it when you can teach somebody to teach somebody to teach somebody, or your system can, how to do it themselves. So that when you can go down 4 or 5 levels or 6 degrees of separation, and you can find somebody that's teaching somebody new or somebody that is following the automated system that you put into place or somebody or you, was put into place for you, which is teaching in place of you, somebody there is with a new person is getting the, substantially the same results that you were getting when you started the whole daisy chain. And when that is happening, you know that it works. But on the other hand, if you've got a giant game of operator or confusion, or worse still, it doesn't get to 6 degrees of separation because it's stalled due to everybody going their own way, then it isn't working. So I guess the moral of the story is, I love technology and I love online. If the messaging is correct, you can do things faster, more efficiently, more effectively, reach more people, teach more people, change more lives, and accelerate time in ways that you've never been able to before. On the other hand, you have a much larger audience to fall flat on your face on front of in blazing technicolor live, in fact, if the messaging is incorrect.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, I mean, for us, it's, you know, I know when I got started online, you know, we had to figure it out. There was no process laid out. And and then naturally, we just assume if we got it that other people could just follow the same kind of cluster of an experience to achieve the same result. And if they didn't achieve the result, it was their damn fault. And so since then, obviously, I've wised up. And, you know, like you said, you know, through our workshops and then now through our systems online, we've created the ability to take that newest person and have basically everybody in our community launch a Facebook ad and start generating leads that they want to in a predictable fashion. And so that's as a result of basically getting in tune with what that newest person that's never done this, has no familiarity, barely can open their email, what is their experience versus what was my experience, which was very different.
And you know, it's interesting that you said that. First of all, it's something that you said about predictability. I want to touch on that. People aren't logical, but they are predictable, which is another reason that process brings such a comfort level to them. And you know, when we all talk about the new person who can barely do this, that was you once. We just don't remember, because one thing about human beings, once something becomes an unconscious competence, we really eliminate and forget what it was like, unless it was something that frightened us. You know, if you're afraid of public speaking and you conquer that fear, since a part of it always stays with you, you'll remember what you felt like before you ever got on the stage the first time. But you don't remember what it was like to not be able to tie your shoes. Because once you can tie your shoes, it's so simple. It's so easy. But go look at a 2 or 3 year old when they're trying to learn tie their shoes. It's very frustrating. They will learn how to do it because nobody told them they're supposed to quit. And because most adults that teach them are patient enough with them till they learn it. Because once you learn it, you've got it. But remember that that was you once that couldn't tie your shoes. That you were that person that was fumbling. We just don't remember it. And that's any skill or anything that's unfamiliar. I can open an email today, I'm proud to say. Don't know that I can do much more than that, but I can do that. But I remember vaguely when I was first introduced to email. What I do remember is not being able to fax, because I still can't work a fax machine very well. It's the most frustrating experience to me in the world. Luckily, you don't need it much today. But when you do, it's still 5 to 6 or pick'em as to whether the fax machine will survive and not go out the window because of the level of frustration I have in dealing with it. And the other thing to remember is that as smart as anybody thinks they are, if you look at where you're at, imagine that your level of expertise is about 6th grade. But imagine if somebody walked in and they pulled you out and said, you don't get to be in 6th grade anymore. We're putting you into 2nd year of college today, and that's where you have to perform. You don't get to, if you can't perform there, you're just not good enough. Now, you're not saying that to me. That's how people feel. Because it feels great to be in 6th grade and real good when a lot of people are coming to you and they're in kindergarten. And it's very frustrating that they can't be in 6th grade with you right away. Now, that's why we have systems that remind us that people that go kindergarten, 1st, 2nd, 3rd, 4th, 5th. And as long as you have the process in place and the blueprint that has every step in place for people, and the more that you can automate, the better off you are for obvious reasons, because it can be work when you're not there. And any process that can work when you're not there is by definition duplication, is by definition something that doesn't have to be the person. But if it wasn't there, it can always happen to you. And the thing I want to touch on the most is the business sense of it. If it's about what you can do, if it's about personal skill, if it's not about what you can do about it, then you have a business where it's all about the guy. You're the smartest person in the room. And that business has a date stamp on it. Every smart business person in the world starts every venture they start with a succession plan. How is this business going to get bigger than me, develop people that are, attract people that are smarter than me, survive me, and one day, you know, be great with me being completely irrelevant? And if you don't have duplicable systems and a one unifying plan that people can plug into, that never happens. And there's no security in it. That's the one reason people run from jobs. They always say, you know, oh my gosh, they can fire me any day, or something can change the economy and the rug can be pulled out from under me. Well, if you build a business in network marketing anywhere else that doesn't have duplicable systems that other people can emulate and clear vision that other people can follow and propagate, then you get hit by a bus, the same thing happens. There's no security because it can happen any day. So if you want to build a business for security for yourself, the people that you love, the only way to do it is by empowering other people to become as good or better than you as quickly as possible. And that's done with duplicable systems.
Yeah, that's awesome. And I want to stress the point, because you mentioned public speaking, which is not an easy skill to learn, but you mentioned that, you know, creating something that's a process that's duplicatable doesn't mean you're teaching things that are easy for people to do. Maybe in the beginning it's easy for them to do, but ultimately the systems have to lead towards them acquiring some higher level skill sets. So when people used to say, well, this online thing is not duplicatable, what they're really saying is, I haven't seen a process yet that has allowed people to create duplicatable success. Is that accurate?
Okay, let me be clear. We are in the business of choice, and everybody can choose how far they go. And it all takes work. But In order to have something replicate well, you need systems to advance people and to advance information. But if you want to do certain things, that's going to require time and work and skill and continuing to invest in yourself. So like taking a skill like public speaking, that's a lot of work. But again, there are certain things that you can do. And if you go out there, you know, Curtis teaches public speaking. There are certain replicable things that all public speakers do. So I guess it's if you want to learn how to do something, always learn from the best. And when you've mastered that and you get to a level where all that is working, that's when you add your own tweaks and everything else, because of course there's always some individuality. But the only time to reinvent the wheel from the beginning is when there's no wheel. And that's what a lot of people fail to understand. You know, once upon a time, 5,000 years ago, some cavemen were sitting at either the top or the bottom of a hill, and someone brilliant came up with a wheel to get it up and down. Now look at all the amazing advances that have come today because of the wheel. So obviously people have improved upon it. And all innovation comes from coming from what came before. But the only time to go out and be a Star Trekker is when there's something that hasn't been done before. And most intelligent people understand that there are no shortcuts to success, but that you can, in fact, compress time by following the advice, the wisdom of those that have invested a lot of time of their own and a lot of money of their own, so that they can give you the wisdom of what they've learned. So that's what I'm saying, is if you want to find out how to do something, go find the smartest person that's made their information available and do it. When I got into network marketing, I was no different, Fernie. I wanted to do it my own way. You know, I thought I understood things I didn't understand. But they finally said to me, Lisa, when you get to $10,000 a month and you are consistently making $10,000 a month, that's when you can tweak and change things. And the reason they said that to me is I figured out by the time I got to $10,000 a month consistently, it worked. What they taught me worked. And yes, I may tell my stories a little bit differently and it may sound a little bit differently, but it's core DNA. Everybody pretty much does the same thing. And when I look at the people that are having great success online versus offline, at its core DNA, they're doing the same things from a process standpoint for you. That's what's so fascinating to me. For example, back in the day, I was never a one-on-one person. I never drew on a lot of napkins. I liked the phone. I was very good on the phone. You were working with a phone. But I was essentially having the same conversation on a phone that somebody might have had with you if they were sitting across you drawing on a napkin. I was just a person who figured out very quickly that I could have four times as many phone calls in the time that it would take me to drive somewhere and meet somebody at a Denny's. And most of the people I knew felt like I was saving their time as well as my own. I didn't do a lot of meetings, start a lot of local meetings myself, although I encouraged them and had them in my team for those that wanted them. I did conference calls, because I could get people on not just from my town, but from all over the nation. Now today, you know, if pay $250 to do a conference call once a week for an hour, you can do Zooms and see people, you know, for $15 a month all over the world, 24 hours a day. But the conversation, the messaging is still pretty much the same. So if you've got we're back to process again. So technology is always improving. And I'll bet that Fernie, when he writes a good email message that people respond to, it's not a whole lot different in its context than when a person that was a good speaker would go tell a story one-on-one 30 years ago, because human nature doesn't change. Technology does. So yes, it still takes things to the same things today internally. The same drive, the same ambition, if you want to be outstanding and step away from the pack as it did back then. There will still be people sitting on park benches, drinking liquor out of a paper bag, crying that there's no opportunity, just like there was in 1926. And there will still be people that are kind of hanging around, embracing mediocrity like it's an art form. And there will still be people that are taking advantage of the systems and processes in place to maximize and leverage their time to the best of their ability, understanding that time is more valuable than money, because with time you can make more money, but with money you can't necessarily buy more time. You can only leverage your time. And then there will always be those that are stepping out from the pack on the cutting edge, looking at all that's available, saying, how can we take what's available and go even farther? And then human beings will always be looking at all that and deciding where they want to fit in. But you always have to follow the people that can teach you the best and then decide if you want to become one of the teachers or one of the followers of great teachers. But followers of people that are not having success never have success, no matter what century you're living in and what technology is doing. Does that kind of make sense?
Yeah, that's beautiful. I think that's all the time we have for today, but that was awesome, Lisa. I think that actually is the perfect ending, because if people want to know more about what we're doing here at Elite Marketing Pro, you can click on the link in the description if someone shared this with you, or go to elitemarketingpro.com if you want to be able to use technology in order to create what Lisa has described. In fact, we're going to have a couple of mutual friends of ours, Lisa, doing some training for our community pretty soon. Maja and Miguel, the Pajama Bosses, will be doing a two-hour...
They're awesome. They're incredible. They're the great building systems. Amazing.
Exactly. And online systems. And so they're going to be doing...
I meant online systems. Are there any other training today?
They're going to be doing a two-hour training later this month for our community. So if people want to know what, you know, a system actually looks like, especially if it's utilizing technology and the internet, then they'll definitely want to check that out. So, Lisa, thank you so much for all your wisdom and being
on.
Thank you. Really appreciate it.
I love being on. Thank you for having me. And thanks, everybody, for watching. I know your time is valuable. And it's nice every now and again to have somebody who doesn't understand all the technology just to remind you how smart you are, because you do.
Thanks, Lisa. Take care, everybody. Have an awesome day. If you want to give props to Lisa, give her a high five. Give me a five in the comment section. Show her the love and appreciation she deserves. Thank you so much, Lisa, for being on once again. It was awesome.
Guys.
All right. Take care, everybody.